It's time to know your soul. Are you seeking the you within? Has people-pleasing stressed you out? It's time to find your light so you can share your entrepreneurial gifts with the world. Well, Red Rover on over, but the only thing you're breaking through is yourself. This is Soul Amplified. Are you ready? Hey there, everyone. Welcome to the Soul Amplified podcast. I'm Vanessa Grace, your host of this awesome podcast that I truly, really love. I feel like I'm reaching so many people every week that need to hear the information that I'm sharing to help them transform their lives. And so today, I really just wanted to talk about how in the world Soul Amplified came to be and why I picked that name and what it means to me, so that you have a deeper understanding of the belief systems of myself and of this business. So what that really starts with is understanding joy. So joy is in the name of my private practice, and that's the springboard for how I got to Soul Amplified as the name of this podcast and the other portion of my business. I read this great book called The Path. You know me, I'm always reading books, I'm always growing and learning and sharing with you those books. Of course, I'll put the name of the book in the show notes so that if you forget it by the end of the podcast, you can find it. So I read The Path. This was easily 7 to 10 years ago. The Path is all about how to develop your personal mission statement. A lot of times companies have mission statements that tell them what is the thing that they're going for. What's the thing that they're attempting to do? And when they look at their mission statement, it should then guide all of their actions in their company, not just the products that they make, but how they interact with their employees, what their human resources expectations are, and how they interact with their clients. The mission statement should be able to guide all of that in a company. And so when you do a personal mission statement, it's saying that how you live your life is guided by that mission statement. The beauty of a mission statement is that it should be so short and succinct that you can memorize it. And through that book, I discovered that my mission in this world was joy. And I know that that's not a sentence, but I haven't bothered to make it into one because I don't care. I know for me what it means. And it means that I'm to spread joy by being a joyous person. I love to laugh. And, you know, maybe I don't laugh on this podcast enough, but when I'm in teaching mode, I like don't do that as much sometimes. But I really love to laugh and I love to have a good time with friends. I love to throw parties that have really cool themes. And I love to throw great parties for my friends, say for a baby shower or something, or maybe a bridal shower. And it's always something that's a unique theme that speaks to who they are, and it has different games than you would expect for a bridal shower or a baby shower. If you've seen it before, I don't want to be doing it. I want to be doing something cool and unique, and people are like, wow, that was great. I've never seen that before. And it just brings people joy, and it brings me joy to be creative and out of the box. And so that's one way that I bring joy into the world, is through expressing joy. The other way that I bring joy into the world is, you know, sometimes crap happens and then it's hard for a person to feel joy. And so that's where I go to work as a therapist, is I help people sort out their shit enough, basically, so that they can return to finding joy. And I really feel like that is what I am doing in my private practice when I'm providing therapy to clients, is I am helping them return to joy. And, you know, the word return could be questionable because maybe this person has never felt joy before. And that's fine. We're going to help them discover what it feels like for the first time. And I have actually had clients, when we have gone deep enough into their issues and really helped resolve them, that they're able to say, you know, I feel happy and joyous like most of the time now. I didn't know people could feel like this. And that to me is like the biggest win, because now this person experiences joy in their life and they can go spread that to others. And that is where we come to Soul Amplified and my belief systems about why I picked that name. Now, in reality, I didn't like sit down and like do this big brainstorm about what I wanted my name to be. I actually had a couple coaches that I was working with, and in our very first conversation, they're like, oh, your new business that you're launching doesn't have a name yet? Well, you just chit-chat about what you believe in and why this business is a passion for you and what you're focusing on. And she just like started writing down notes. And based on what I was saying, she came up with the words Soul and Amplified and shoved them together, right? And I was like, oh my God, that's it. And so I didn't even come up with the name. I just talked a lot, which I'm really good at, you know, that's why I have a podcast. And she came up with it for me, which was amazing. But it fits right into my soul because it's what I believe in. So I was raised Christian and I'm still Christian, and that's super awesome. And then I started exploring the world of metaphysical things and energy. Some people would describe that as New Age, and that helped me understand God more. And so I was able to encompass the energy world and my Christian God Jesus world together, and they blend and they make each other better for me. And what that means to me, like kind of the result of that, is souls are really, really important to me. In private practice, you're, you know, not supposed to talk about your own belief systems and push that on people unless you kind of like label yourself at the beginning as like, I do this kind of therapy. And I've never really been that type before. I just go with whatever the person feels like is important to them. And then it got to the point where I was so deeply believing in the importance of soul that it was actually a struggle for me to provide therapy on a super, super deep level. When we would start getting into those very intricate places, almost like the most base part of what the person's issue was, where everything derived from, it was starting to be an issue for me if they didn't believe that humans had souls. Because my way to work on those most basic issues was to talk about souls. Because that's usually something that a lot of people eat from diverse religious and spiritual backgrounds agree on, but not everyone. And so if someone had no spirituality, or they had a very scientific perspective that didn't allow for that, I felt stuck. And so choosing to claim the importance of the soul was like me allowing myself to really just give myself permission to be effective in my job. I need to be able to talk about the soul to be able to really help people. And so in my kind of second business, where I help people overcome people-pleasing through my podcast and through coaching and through the People Pleaser Recovery Roadmap program that I have, which I'll tell you more about later on in this podcast, through those things, I'm able to help people in a, you know, and talking about the soul within that. As you know, I do that on the podcast and in the social medias that you follow me on. And so I was like, wow, I really need to be able to talk about the soul to really get to the crux of the issue, because I believe so deeply that they are linked. The person doesn't need to believe everything else that I believe. In terms of like which religion it is, or even my brand of energy work, right? But, excuse me. But I need to be able to talk about the soul and what that means. And so it really just came forth, you know, like, of course soul is going to be in the name of this second business. And then Amplify came about as part of the name because it's similar to Joy in that I want people to experience it. But what I really wanted was people to be able to experience their soul's wonder and amazement so that they could find out how amazing they are. I truly believe this, that each individual is so wonderful and amazing with their own unique talents. And if they believe in themselves and like themselves and have a joy-filled life and a perspective that they fucking matter, then they are going to be able to send out waves of goodness around them and help other people with whatever special talent they have. And what I really want to be able to do with Soul Amplified is to help women and men heal from their codependency and from their negative belief systems that somehow got rooted in them, and help them overcome them, purge them, weed them out, and then discover their talents and then go create things that change the world. So my mission is to help change the world by improving other people's lives. Okay, for those of you that have been listening to my podcast the whole time or have, you know, listened to all the episodes, you have a pretty good understanding of what codependency is. And now that you have that understanding of codependency, I bet that it is very easy for you to see it in the world around you and in such simple behaviors that people have. I once had someone tell me, when she was starting to figure out codependency, that someone was just like complaining about their spouse, but also making excuses for them. And they were like, wow, I could just see how that was so codependent that they were like allowing them to get away with it and couldn't separate themselves from the issue, but were yet still complaining about it. And so this person, once they learned about it, was able to see it all around them. And because I know codependency so well, I feel like I could just trip over it when I'm walking down the street. And so imagine all those people that even in small ways are being people pleasers and codependents, and it may not be affecting their life to the point of ruin, but it eats inside them just enough. And imagine if all of those people were empowered to take care of themselves. They were empowered to believe that they mattered just as much as the person they felt like they had to help. If they were empowered to give themselves good things, if they were empowered to believe that their talent mattered and would actually make a difference in the world and people would actually grow and get use from it. And imagine all of those people rising up and being just powerhouses of beauty and radiance, just like coming off of them, and their aura is just like screaming with beauty, and it just can't help but like have white light, or you know, whatever light is awesome for that person, coming off of them with like gemstones and roses or something. And if that was what was walking around in the world, creating beauty and power and telling everyone that they mattered, what would happen to our world? And so for me to decide to help people to not be codependent anymore and to instead be powerful, amazing women and men, I'm really helping a movement of people being able to share their power. I'm really attempting to create a movement for change in the world. And I don't care how small I start. I don't care if only a few people are listening to me in the beginning. Well, at this point, it's not a few, because good news, I have almost 1,000 times that my podcast has been listened to, which is really exciting. And you know, I realize that that might be the same people listening to the same podcast episode several times, but hey, if they keep binge listening and getting something out of it, that's what I want, right? It doesn't matter how small I start, because I know that it's going to grow and become bigger and bigger and catch on. And my message matters to people. It's going to matter in their lives and it's going to change their lives. And so Amplify is really about covering the world with people who realize they're amazing and they have something to say and that nothing can stop them, and they're going to go create their amazingness. Now, one of the ways that I have created to help people do that, to do that, is called my People Pleaser Recovery Roadmap. It's a program that I have created. It is 10 modules long and covers everything from boundaries to self-care and understanding codependency in relationships and understanding how it can happen in the family and understanding how it happens even in our own homes with the physical objects that we have around us and how it happens in our bodies. If you are a person who is ready for something to be different in your life and you are craving the dreams of your future, but you know that you keep putting yourself second or third or fourth more often than you should be, then this program is going to help you learn how to change your mindset. Because really, the choices that put you behind in life, that make you codependent and not able to achieve the dreams that you have, is the mindset that you have. And this program teaches you how to think differently about who you are and the choices that you make within codependency. It is a super powerful program. The people and the women who are in it right now are transforming their lives in ways that they can't even imagine. They're lowering their stress levels. They're starting their businesses, because an entire component of the program is to learn how codependency also damages your career and your ability to start your business. And it, every single video that you watch is at some point in it going to talk about how the information that I just shared is going to affect the business that you're running or the business that you're trying to start. And so that goes along with my message of wanting to help people perpetuate their message into the world. And you don't have to be, you know, fully no longer codependent to start your message. I started working on creating this business when I was still in my transition phase of, like, I understood it enough. I understood codependency enough, but wasn't quite through my process yet. And, you know, maybe it took a little bit longer, but I think it was helpful for me to be able to process what I was learning through preparing to share it with others, because I was in the midst of it. And really, the secret to being able to do something effective with business is to share with what you just healed and what you just learned about how to heal that to the people who are behind you in the process. You know, and that's really what I'm doing. I just healed my codependency, and now I'm teaching you as well how to heal it. So this program, the People Pleaser Recovery Roadmap, is 10 modules. There's videos for everyone. There's a weekly conversation that we have, and there's so many other details that I can share with you. If this is a program that you feel like, oh my God, I need to have that change in my life, then I want you to reach out to me. I've got several methods to do that. Of course, I'll share them in the show notes as well. You can message me on Facebook, which is the Enlightened Boss Lady Facebook group. You can email me, which is vanessa@soulamplified.org, or you can direct message me on my Instagram account, which is @soulamplified. And all of those places will get you to me and begin the process of understanding what this all means. It's going to change your life. It's going to make you the person that you always wanted to be. And you wonder, well, how can people do that? Well, doing this program will help you be able to stand up for yourself and move forward to get you to the place where you have personal power, you have personal worth. And if you already have some, you're going to have more. And you're going to be able to dream bigger about what you want out of your life. And it's going to teach you how to get that, because you're not going to be so focused on taking care of everyone else first. You're also going to be able to take care of you. And that is often the block between people's big dreams and actually getting there when they're codependent, is they're always putting their dreams last, so they never actually reach them. And when a person is fulfilled and reaches their dreams, they can then actually have a more amazing aura to be able to do things with ease, because having goodness around you and achieving your goals helps you have more energy, not less. You're giving from a full cup that has things just flowing out of it easily, and it's easier to create and give and impact people's lives, which is kind of counter to what codependency is, which says that every time you get a drop of anything that's good in your cup, you have to give it away quickly to somebody else. But this method, which is, you know, just the way you should be living your life, is fill your cup up with the good things, and then you can give from the overflow so easily, because once your cup is full, it is easier to keep it full. I want you to have an amplified soul that is overflowing, and that is the real reason that the name of this company is Soul Amplified. Now, I've just explained to you all the ways that you can reach out to me when you're ready to do that. And of course, if you're interested in coaching, all of those same ways to get a hold of me will get you there. Now, have a wonderful week and go be amazing. Thanks for tuning in, Soul Sister. Do you want to hear from me more? Sign up for my Transforming Your Codependency text messages straight to your phone every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for inspiration and education. To sign up, text PEACE to 877-338-0875. To spread this message far and wide, screenshot listening to this podcast and share it on social media. Be sure to tag me. I love hearing how you're growing. Get amplified.